Patriots versus the 5-2 Middletown Blue Raiders. We will have more of the pregame show when we come back here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
...1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Hughes Awards is a proud sponsor of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Chris Hughes, a former Blue Raider, can assist your athletic team, organization, or business with engraving, trophies, screen printing, embroidery, uniforms, and promotional items. They also have an array of novelties and gear on hand, and they can assist your fundraising needs. That's Hughes Awards at the Square in Hummelstown, 566-0245 or 877-4297.
ER Lady Company can help you stay warm this winter. ER Lady Company has alternative solutions for oil and electric heat, like natural gas furnaces. They also do automatic home standby generators. Annual maintenance programs are available, and they provide 24-hour emergency service with a company employee answering every time. Financing is available. That's ER Lady Company, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, 944-0132.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still open during the continued construction project at the plaza. For over 50 years, the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop has cut the hair of the Middletown area. Doug and Leslie, thank you for your continued patronage. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Welcome back out to Middletown Gymnasium. I'm Dagan Hughes here alongside Tim Neville. Between the matchup between Redland Patriots, who are right now 6-2 as they take on the Middletown Blue Raiders, who are at a record of 5-2. The Redland Patriots are 2-2 in the Mid-Penn Keystone, coached by Beth Holt, and the Blue Raiders sit at 1-2 in the Mid-Penn Capital Division, coached by Ron Stettler. Tim, one thing I was talking to you about, earlier was how Middletown has played some tough teams in their opponents so far in Trinity and Camp Hill.
Yeah.
They came out and got a big win against McDevitt on Thursday night.
That was a 3-point game there, so that was a really close game. It started off, Bishop McDevitt did lead them in the first quarter, and then Middletown came out second quarter. Bishop McDevitt led third, and then Middletown came out and led in the fourth quarter. But that was a close game on both halves of the both Bishop McDevitt and Middletown, in my opinion.
And Redland also taking on Bishop McDevitt last night. Redland defeated the Crusaders 65-36 in that contest. So McDevitt playing both teams here in the last two nights. Leading scorer for Redland in that game was Ashley Carroll with 15 points. And one thing I noticed while checking out these stats for this Redland team is they can shoot the three very well. Riley Devine has 23 threes on the year, and then Bella Rickey, 21 threes. They lead the team with both in the 20s for three-pointers, so this team can definitely shoot, and they have some scores. Riley Devine, 111 points. Bella Rickey, 110 points. Ashley Carroll, 80 points. But this Middletown team can also score. Jalen Burton Jones with 105, and Bianca Jasper with 95 points.
It's going to be a battle of the defenses, you could possibly say. Whichever team is the better defense could come out and be the team that wins.
Yep, we can see that. We'll also have more of the pregame show here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction is located on Mill Street across from the train station. Joe, Mark, and the gang serve up lunch and dinner daily. Everything is made fresh, like sandwiches, seafood, soups, and daily specials. You can dine outside on their new patio. Takeout is available at 616-8952. And don't forget about their all-you-can-eat wing night. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop, located at the Midtown Plaza, is a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of cards, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts. And their pharmacy with people you know, like Chris Conforti, Sherry Gunther, Deb Schultz, and Amanda Edwards. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 5. That's Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop.
XL is a proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. XL customers in the automotive, chemical, consumer, industrial, life sciences, retail, and technology industries face challenges unique to their markets. XL responds with solutions that combine industry experience with supply chain knowledge and expertise. XL, a proud Middletown sponsor.
WMSS would like to thank the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association for underwriting the internet streaming of Middletown sporting events on WMSS. The Middletown Area High School Alumni Association has a link on RaiderWeb.org, or you can check out their page on Facebook by searching for Middletown High School Alumni Association. They meet the third Tuesday of even number months at Reed Elementary Library. Annual and lifetime memberships are available. For more information, call Earl Bright at 944-3487.
Welcome back out to Middletown Gymnasiums. We are set here for a matchup between the 6-2 Redland Patriots and the 5-2 Middletown Blue Raiders. Should be a good one in store for us tonight. The Middletown Blue Raiders coming off of a win against Bishop McDevitt 56-53 on Thursday night. And this Redland team also coming off a win at 65-36. One thing this Middletown team is going to have to do tonight is stop the scores for this Redland team. Raleigh Devine leads the team with 111 points. Bella Ricky, 110 points. And Ashley Carroll with 80 points. This Redland team can put up some points.
If they can stop the defense, Sagan, I really think that this Middletown team can come out and win this game. Because they have the ability to shoot, but if they can stop this Redland offense and hold them at their point, then it'll be an easy win for them.
And this Middletown team has had some success recently, falling in their two matchups to Trinity and Camp Hill, two division opponents for Middletown. And Middletown, again, in this tough conference in the Mid-Penn Capital with the addition of Trinity, Camp Hill, teams of that nature. East Penn's always been good. West Perry, a great team. So this should be a tough division, and Middletown should be able to compete this year. Again, but Middletown does have the ability to score as well. Jalen Burton-Jones leads the team with 105 points and is closing in on 1,000 here on the for her career. Bianca Jasper, only a sophomore, but has 95 points for this team and can shoot the three. She has 8 threes on the year. Jay Rivera, 7 threes. For this team with 55 points, Hallie Marion has 52 points for this team and has 3 three-pointers. When we come back here on the Blue Raider Sports Network, we'll have tip-off.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late-night bite or carry-out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers, or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
J Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Welcome back out to the Middletown Gymnasium. Gendagan Hughes here alongside Tim Neville. And Tim, you see, you have the starting lineup for us here tonight.
Yes, starting for Middletown, Burton Jones, number 11. Bianca Jasper, number 1. Haley Marin, number 15. Jay Rivera, number 3. Madison Ruby, number 35. Starting for Red Lion, number 15, Sydney Alderman. Number 10, Ashley Carroll. Number 22, Riley Devine. Number 5, Stella Reese. And number 1, Aaron Farrell.
All right, thank you, Tim. Should be a good one here for you. We'll have tips when we come back here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Hughes Awards is a proud sponsor of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Chris Hughes, a former Blue Raider, can assist your athletic team, organization, or business with engraving, trophies, screen printing, embroidery, uniforms, and promotional items. They also have an array of novelties and gear on hand, and they can assist your fundraising needs. That's Hughes Awards at the Square in Hummelstown, 566-0245 or 877-4297.
ER Lady Company can help you stay warm this winter. ER Lady Company has alternative solutions for oil and electric heat, like natural gas furnaces. They also do automatic home standby generators. Annual maintenance programs are available, and they provide 24-hour emergency service with a company employee answering every time. Financing is available. That's ER Lady Company, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, 944-0132.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still open during the continued construction project at the plaza. For over 50 years, the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop has cut the hair of the Middletown area. Doug and Leslie, thank you for your continued patronage. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
JD's Junction is a proud Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction is located on Mill Street across from the train station. Joe, Mark, and the gang serve up lunch and dinner daily. Everything is made fresh, like sandwiches, seafood, soups, and daily specials. You can dine outside on their new patio. Takeout is available at 616-8952. And don't forget about their all-you-can-eat wing night. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Welcome back to Middletown Area High School. Dagan Hughes here alongside Tim Neville. And Tim, we've talked about it so much in the pregame show. This should be a great game for these two teams. Whoever the winner will be a significant win for either team.
Yeah. Oh, no, this will be whoever has the better offense than the defense, because Red Lion is really good on offense. If Middletown's defense can hold them tight, then it should be a good win for Middletown. But if they can't, then I think Red Lion will be the team to come out this through.
And again, both teams have been able to score in recent games, so this should be a high-scoring affair tonight. Tip goes to Redland. In control is Bella Rickey. Left wing, Sorrell. Knocked out of bounds by Redland. Middletown gains possession.
Taking the tip off was for Redland, number 15, Sydney Alderman, and for Middletown, number 32, Madison Ruby, I believe.
Ball inbounded to Jasper. Finds Burton, far side. Into the post to Marion. Right baseline, Rivera. Right wing, Burton. Shoots the three, no good. Rebounded by Madison Ruby of Middletown. To Bianca Jasper.
I know I talked to you last time we did a game together that Middletown has good speed, and I think you could see that already a little bit, that the Middletown team does show some good speed this year.
Jump ball on the play. Middletown regains possession. Ball inbounded by Bianca Jasper. Foul on the play. That is going to go against number 10, Ashley Carroll. That's hit her first, team's first. Burton Jones will take it out of bounds for Middletown. She finds Marion. Left wing, Rivera. Top of the key to Burton. Burton, left wing to Rivera. Rivera off the screen from Ruby for three. No good. Rebounded by Ricky. Pass left wing to Devine. No good. Rebounded by Burton Jones, who pushes up the floor to Jasper and throws it over the head of Jasper, out of bounds.
Both teams' shots so far this game have come from the three-point area. None of them have been inside. Red Lion's first shot came from outside the three-point area, and both Middletown's two shots came from inside of that area.
Ricky brings it up, ball to the floor, to Sorrell, underneath to Devine, back up to Sorrell on the top of the key, stolen away by Jasper. Jasper lays it up and in for two on the fast break. Now bringing it up is Ricky, left side to Sorrell. Right baseline to Devine. Back up to the top of the key for Sorrell. Right wing, Ricky. Left baseline, Devine. In the post to Sorrell. Foul called against number 35 of Middletown. That's Madison Ruby. That is her first, team first on the night. Ball underneath. Passed in to Devine. Rebounded by Ruby. Rivera pushes up the floor. She finds Jasper on the right side. Jasper brings it to the top of the key. Right wing Rivera. Left wing Jasper. Into the paint. Floater is good for Jasper. That is her fourth point of the game. Middletown leads 4-0 over Redland early on in the first quarter.
As Redland just scored, that was number 10, Ashley Carroll. She has one foul on the night.
Inbounded to Rivera. Rivera pushes it down the floor. Charge called on Jay Rivera of Middletown. That is going to be her first foul, team second on the night. Redland regains possession.
It's 5:34 left in the first. 4-2, Middletown up. Two fouls for against Middletown and one foul against Red Lion right now.
Ricky finds Carroll. Stolen away by Marion of Middletown. She pushes it down the floor, finds Jasper underneath. Lays it up and in for two. Middletown now leads 6-2, 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Brings it to the floor is Ricky. She finds Sorrell on the left baseline. Sorrell drives it in, shoots the floater, no good. Rebounded by Ruby. Rivera pushes it up the floor. Finds Burton right wing. Burton drives baseline. Up, no good, but a foul is called on the play. Burton will be shooting two. Foul on Redland. That's going to go against
number 15, Sydney Alderman. That is her first, team second tonight. Middletown up 6-2 with 4:53 left in the first.
The first of Burton's two shots on the way. It is good.
And then it scored 2-7 to Middletown.
Burton Jones' second shot is good as well, making this a six-point lead for Middletown. Bringing up the floor is Ricky. She finds Carroll right wing, right baseline to Ricky. In the top of the key, Alderman, left wing, Sora underneath to Devine, who lays it up and in for an and-one.
And
foul.
Foul called on Madison Ruby of Middletown. That is her second, team third tonight.
That is
Who scored that one again?
That was Devine on the shot. Cassie Dobler now enters the game for Middletown as she comes in for Ruby with two fouls. That's one thing this Middletown team is going to have to do today, is stay out of foul trouble. Shot for Devine, no good. Rebounded by Alderman of Redland. To the left baseline to Devine. No good on the three-pointer. Up to the top of the key. Rebounded again by Redland. To Ricky. To Stoller. Sorrell in the post. Traveling called on Sorrell of Redland. Middletown will regain possession.
This has been a good game so far. I definitely think that what we were talking about pregame, defense has to play good for both teams, and offense has to play good for both teams.
Inbound pass stolen away by Middletown. That is Devine on the play. Pressure, defensive pressure by Jasper forces a backcourt for Redland. Middletown takes possession on the right sideline. Marion inbounded to Jasper. Jasper brings it across the midway line. Finds Burton Jones on the right wing. Swings it across the left wing to Rivera. He drives, kicks it to Marion, right baseline. No good. Rebounded by Ricky of Redland. Ricky pushes it down the floor. Finds Devine, left wing. Sorrell, top of the key. Right baseline to Carroll. Left wing, Sorrell. Left baseline. Ricky, no good on the shot. Out of bounds. Redland, Middletown, takes possession underneath their own basket. And one thing we've seen, Tim, so far in this game, very quick by both teams. They're moving up and down the floor in transition.
Speed, I definitely think that Middletown has shown speed in both games that I've seen. Middletown has shown really good speed.
Burton Jones inbounds it to Jay Rivera. She slipped. Looks like an injury on the play. Rivera down on the floor.
That may be an injury that Middletown does not need to take, but coming in for Rivera will be number 20, Alice Markin?
Ava Marakovich.
Ava Marakovich.
Again, Marakovich enters for Rivera. Rivera, a big part of this team, scoring 55 points for this team so far, so that could be a huge loss if she's not able to return in this one. Luckily, she was able to walk off on her own power. Marion now takes it right sideline. Inbounds it to Jasper. Back to Marion at the top of the key. Marion now finds Jasper right wing. She brings it to the top of the key. Finds Marakovich. Off of Marakovich's leg, out of bounds. Redland takes possession. Inbounding it for Redland number 10, Carroll. Inbounds it to Ricky. Ricky finds Carroll on the right baseline. Up, no good for three. Rebounded by Marion of Middletown. Marion brings it up the floor. Finds Jasper, right baseline. Drives. Blocked by Alderman of Redland.
And it looks like Middletown's Jay Burton Jones will be taking this one.
From top of the key, Marion. Near side, Burton Jones. Screen set by Marakovich. Burton Jones drives up and in for two. Middletown now leads 10-4. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Redland pushing it down the floor. Ricky finds Carroll in for the easy 2 points. Middletown inbounds it to Jasper, who brings it across the timeline. Jasper, near side to Burton Jones. Burton Jones drives, lays it up and in for two. 12-6 now, Middletown. It's 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Redland wastes no time, gets down the floor.
Burton Jones and Bianca Jasper are the two leading scorers in Middletown so far, with 1:55 left in the first.
Ricky tries to find Devine, stolen away by Burton Jones, who gets it up to Jasper, who misses the layup, rebounded by Carroll of Redland. Ricky now finds right baseline Carroll. She drives, 10-footer, no good. Rebounded by Alderman. Tied up by Marion. Redland will gain possession. Now coming into the game for Middletown is Michaela Nestor, a freshman. She's coming in for Ava Marakovich of Middletown.
Speed. As I said earlier, Middletown has shown great speed this game.
Ball inbounded to Carroll. Back to Ricky, right baseline. Off the top of the backboard and out of bounds. No good. Middletown takes possession under their own basket. Jasper gets the inbound. Swings it right side to Burton Jones. Gets it across the timeline. Gets it to Nestor. She drives it. Blocked by Alderman of Redland. In the hand of Ricky. Carroll baseline. No good on the three-pointer. Foul called against Redland.
That foul will be against number 15, which is Sydney Aldrin. That is her second, team third.
Entering the game for Redland is Brittany Carroll. Redland now on defense. Middletown finds Jasper, right wing. Burton Jones for three. Good shot there by Jasper on the right wing. Middletown now leads 15-6 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ricky brings it up, finds Carroll. Kicks it to Devine. Back up top to Ashley Carroll. Now to Devine. Left wing. Right wing, Carroll. Left wing, Devine. For three, no good. Out of bounds. Off of Redland, Middletown takes possession.
As Redland will have a sub, they will be pulling out Cindy Aldrin, who had two fouls, and putting in Lindsey Kramer. With 20 seconds left in the first, it is 15-6 Middletown.
Burton Jones, trapped in the corner, finds Jasper on the near side. Timeout taken by Middletown's Ron Stettler. We'll take a timeout as well. Middletown leads Redland here 15-6. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll be back with more on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop, located at the Midtown Plaza, is a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of cards, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts. And their pharmacy with people you know, like Chris Conforti, Sherry Gunther, Deb Schultz, and Amanda Edwards. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 5. That's Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop.
Welcome back to Middletown Gymnasium. Middletown has the ball far side. Inbounded to Jasper, who finds Burton Jones in the right wing. Burton Jones drives. Throws up a little 8-footer. Good for Middletown. That's going to do it for the first quarter. Middletown leads 17-6 over Redland. We'll be back with more here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
XL is a proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. XL customers in the automotive, chemical, consumer, industrial, life sciences, retail, and technology industries face challenges unique to their markets. XL responds with solutions that combine industry experience with supply chain knowledge and expertise. XL, a proud Middletown sponsor.
WMSS would like to thank the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association for underwriting the internet streaming of Middletown sporting events on WMSS. The Middletown Area High School Alumni Association has a link on RaiderWeb.org, or you can check out their page on Facebook by searching for Middletown High School Alumni Association. They meet the third Tuesday of even number months at Reed Elementary Library. Annual and lifetime memberships are available. For more information, call Earl Bright at 944-3487.
Welcome back out to Middletown Area High School, where Middletown leads the Redland Patriots 17-6 after one. Inbounded by Hallie Marion, she finds Jasper. Jasper brings it across right wing, Marion, who is called for a travel. Redland takes possession underneath. Inbounded to Ricky. She finds Carroll. right wing. Ricky, left wing. Back to Kara, right wing. Right baseline to Kramer, left wing. Ricky, right, left baseline. Devine, back to left wing. Ricky, left wing. Devine, rebounded by Kramer underneath. Foul called on the play.
That will be against
Middletown.
Middletown. That will be on number
15,
which is Haley Merritt. That is her first team fourth.
Coming to the line now, Kramer. Four. Red Lamp.
Her first is missed. That she'll bring up. She'll go ahead and take her second.
Second shot for Kramer. On the way. No good. Rebounded by Jasper Middletown. Jasper fine. Marion near side. Stolen away by Carroll. She finds Devine left baseline. Drive. Lays it up and in for two. Middletown leads 17-8. 7 minutes to go here. Near side, Jasper. Tries to find Marion. Stolen away by Ricky. Ricky pushes up the floor. Finds Carroll. Back to Ricky. Left baseline. No good. Rebounded by Ashley Carroll. Back up to Devine on the right wing. Left wing. Brittany Carroll. Now Ashley Carroll. Left wing to Ricky. Right side, Carroll. Left side, Ricky. Right side, Carroll. In the middle, Devine. Back out to the top of the key to Ricky. Ricky to Carroll on the left side. No good, but a foul called against Middletown. That's going to go against number 11, Jalen Burton Jones.
That is her first team thing. Substitutions will come on for Middletown. Good to see that Jay Rivera is coming in. She will be coming in for number 15, Haley Marin.
Foul was called after the play, so no shot for Redlands. On the inbound, stolen away by Nestor of Middletown, who takes it on the floor, lays it up in for two. 19-8, Middletown leads over Redlands, 6:10 to go in the first quarter, or in the first half. Cassidy Camplis has entered the game for Redland. Ball now down left baseline to Devine. Right wing, Carroll. Tail dribbles. Traveling, called against Carroll. He tried to drive and put it over Cassidy Dibler.
As Middletown has showed speed, that is one thing that I have seen in a great showing for Middletown at the games I've been to, is that Middletown has shown incredible speed. I don't know about you, Dagan, but I
have seen the same, Tim. Middletown inbounds it to Jasper, who finds Rivera far side, swings it across to Nestor near side. Back to Rivera right wing, right baseline to Burton. She pulls up a 15-footer, and it's in for two.
Burton Jones leading Middletown with 13 of their 21 points, as Middletown is up 21-8 with 5:14.
Carroll brings up the floor. Fine. Camplis. Near side, no good. On the three. Middletown now gets it, pushes it down the floor. Burton Jones, far side. Swing, tries to swing it across. Tipped out of bounds by Redlands' Brittany Carroll. Middletown will take possession on the near side.
And a substitution for Redlands coming in is number 30. Coming out is number 30, Lindsey Kramer. In goes number 15, Sydney Alderman. Middletown will also make a substitution, number 15, Haley Marin in for number 3, which is Jay Rivera.
Jasper takes the inbound pass. Gets it to Burton Jones on the right wing. No good on the three. Rebounded by Devine of Redlands.
Correction, Madison Rudy, not Jay Rivera.
Ball now left wing to Devine. Drives it in and lays it up and in for two, she just goes around Cassidy Dodler of Middletown. Inbounds now for Middletown.
Score is 21-10 with 4:20 left in the half.
Burton Jones brings it up the floor for Middletown. Fine. Haley Marion, right baseline. Who lays it up and in for 2 points over Sydney Alderman? Redland now quickly brings the ball up the floor. Ricky, she finds Cam Cleese. Tries to swing across, stolen away by Burton Jones. Makes a nice pass to Bianca Jasper underneath. Middletown now leading 25-10.
As Redland will take a substitution. Not a timeout. I think they well need that one. Middletown is doing pretty well this game.
We will step out as well here. Middletown leading 25-10, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back with more on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Welcome back out to Middletown Area High School. Redland takes possession of their own basket. Middletown leading 25-10. Pass from Ricky to Devine. Left baseline. No good. Rebounded by Sorrell of Redland. Jay Rivera was able to tie it up. Redland regains possession of the jump ball.
Middletown leading by 15 here with 3:31 left in the half.
Inbounded to Ashley Carroll. She drives it in. Foul called on number one for Middletown. That is Bianca Jasper. That is her first team six. Ball now to Sorrell on the left baseline. She drives it in and lays it up and in for two. Middletown leads 25-12, 3:14 to go here in the half. Inbounds to Jasper. Finds Rivera far side. Ten-second call on Middletown. They were not able to get that ball across the half-court line. Good defense there by Redland to force that turnover. Now Redland has an inbound far side. Ricky takes the inbound pass, finds Ashley Carroll near side. Left baseline to Devine. She dribbles it in, lays it up and in, no good. Stolen away by Jasper Middletown. She pushes it up the floor, finds Marion. No good on the layup, rebounded by Ricky of Redland.
Defense really strong for both teams so far in this game.
Ball goes to Carroll, top of the key, back to Ricky, right wing. Ricky with the shot, and it's up and in for three.
As we were talking about earlier, both teams have pretty good three-point shots. This is Redland's first, and Middletown has won the entire game.
Middletown pushes up the floor. Jay Rivera takes the shot, no good. Deflected off of a Redland player.
As Middletown will have a substitution in his number 32 and number 11. Coming out is number 24 and 2. So 24 out is Cassidy Dibler and Nestor. In is Brooke Myers. And
ball inbounded to Ricky of Redland. She finds Carroll on the baseline. Who tries to drive is called for charging on the play. That was Burton Jones who stepped in there to take the charge. That is Carroll's second foul of the game. Inbounded to Rivera. Brings it near side of Jasper. Jasper takes it right wing. Left wing, Burton Jones. In the middle to Brooke Myers. Burton Jones, top of the key. right baseline. Jasper drives, tries to find Brooke Myers, is unable to, but a foul called on the play. Going to be against Redland.
That will be there. That will be against number one, which is Cheryl, which is her. Oh, no.
They called that on number 10, Ashley Carroll. That is her third of the game. That will be enough to take her out of the game. Brittany Carroll now enters for her.
That will be the team fifth. The fouls are 6-5. Middletown has 6. Redland with now 6 against number 11.
Good foul called.
Number 1.
On number 1, Arian Sorrell.
That is her first team 6.
Team 6 ball is going to be taken underneath by Middletown. 25-15 here, minute 43 to go in the half.
Middletown.
Inbounded to Jasper. Jasper tries to find Rivera right wing, stolen away by Sorrell, who misses the layup, rebounded by Marion. She pushes up the floor, finds Jasper, who crosses the timeline. Now left baseline to Rivera. Top of the key, Jasper. Left wing, Rivera. Top of the key, Burton Jones. Right baseline, Jasper. Finds Myers. Who shoots it up and in 4-2. From just inside the paint. Inbounded to Ricky of Redland. 27-15. Middletown leads with 50 seconds to go in the half. Left wing, Sorrell. Sorrell drives it in. Block called against number 11, Burton Jones of Middletown. That is her second team, seventh. Up to shoot 1-1 for Redland. Sorrell to the line to shoot a 1-1. One thing, Tim, we've seen a lot of transition points in this game. A lot of up and back by both of these teams.
Yeah.
Sorrell shot up, no good. Rebounded by Brooke Myers. Tied up by Brittany Carroll. Possession stays in Middletown's favor.
As there is some questioning on who's going to take the ball for Middletown, it will be number 15, Haley Marion.
Marion inbounds it to Jasper. Good play by Jasper to save it from going out of bounds. Hits it off of Carroll while in the air. Middletown takes possession near side. Marion inbounds it to Jasper. Jasper has some pressure. Finds Marion, who finds Burton Jones near side. She kicks to Rivera left baseline. Back to Burton Jones left wing. Up and in for the 15-footer. Good for Jones. 29-15. 25 seconds to go in the half here at Middletown Area High School. Devine now takes it left wing. Back over to Brittany Carroll on the right wing. She finds Devine on the left baseline, who's up and in for the three.
That is Redland's second three-point with 4 seconds left.
5 seconds to go. Jalen Burton-Jones gets the inbound, takes the length of the court, and is fouled as she goes up for the layup.
Number 15, that is Sydney Alderman. That is her third foul, team 7.
That's two players now from Redland with 3 fouls. That can't hurt them coming down the stretch. First shot for Jones, up and good. Coming in out of the game is Lindsey Kramer for Redland. She comes in for Sydney Alderman, who has 3 fouls.
As the Middletown defense backs up, expecting a quick attack by Redland. And
Burton shot. Second shot is good. Inbound to Redland. The full court shot no good for Redland. That takes us to halftime. Middletown leads Redland 31-18. We'll be back with the halftime show here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Hughes Awards is a proud sponsor of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Chris Hughes, a former Blue Raider, can assist your athletic team, organization, or business with engraving, trophies, screen printing, embroidery, uniforms, and promotional items. They also have an array of novelties and gear on hand, and they can assist your fundraising needs. That's Hughes Awards at the Square in Hummelstown, 566-0245 or 877-4297.
ER Lady Company can help you stay warm this winter. ER Lady Company has alternative solutions for oil and electric heat, like natural gas furnaces. They also do automatic home standby generators. Annual maintenance programs are available, and they provide 24-hour emergency service with a company employee answering every time. Financing is available. That's ER Lady Company, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, 944-0132.
Welcome back to Middletown Area High School. Dagan Hughes here alongside Tim Neville. And Tim, we saw in this first half from Middletown, of course them leading 31-18 here against Redland, we saw a lot of transition points for both teams early on. A lot of quick baskets nice. By both these teams.
Yeah. Leading score for Middletown, Burton Jones with 17. Next two ties, Jay Rivera and Bianca Jasper with 4. Haley Marin with 2. Brooke Myers with 2. And Nestor with 2. Leading fouls for Middletown, Madison Ruby has 2. Jay Rivera has 1. Haley Marin has 1. Bianca Jasper has 1. And Burton Jones has 2. For Redland, leading scorer is Riley Devine with 9, Ashley Carroll with 4, and Bella Reese with 3, and Aaron Darrell with 2. 2 foul outs for Redland. Ashley Carroll fouled out, and Sydney Alderman fouled out. Darrell also has 1 foul in the first half.
Thank you, Tim. Again, mentioning this game very quick between these two here early on in the first half. A lot of transition points. They said Burton Jones coming here having a great game so far. 17 points for her on the night. I mean, she's been a great player for this Middletown team this season.
Incredible. Tonight she has done really well, has a lot of shots as it can show in her points. She does have 2 fouls, but I think Middletown won't take the risk and still leave her in and have her still playing. Madison Ruby did go out. She has the 2 fouls, but she has stayed in. They haven't put her in as much as normal.
And again, that is another thing that both these teams need to look out for coming into the second half is foul trouble. Carroll and Alderman, only 2 more fouls to give here in this next 16 minutes of the second half. So it could come down to some foul trouble. Again, Middletown, 2 players that have 2 fouls. Redland has 2 players with 3 fouls. So we could see some foul trouble getting involved here later on in the game. We'll have more on the halftime show here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still open during the continued construction project at the plaza. For over 50 years, the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop has cut the hair of the Middletown area. Doug and Leslie, thank you for your continued patronage. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
J.D.'s Junction is a proud Blue Raider sponsor. J.D.'s Junction is located on Mill Street across from the train station. Joe, Mark, and the gang serve up lunch and dinner daily. Everything is made fresh, like sandwiches, seafood, soups, and daily specials. You can dine outside on their new patio. Takeout is available at 616-8952. And don't forget about their all-you-can-eat wing night. That's J.D.'s Junction in Middletown.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop, located at the Midtown Plaza, is a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of cards, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts. And their pharmacy, with people you know, like Chris Conforti, Sherry Gunther, Deb Schultz, and Amanda Edwards. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 5. That's Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop.
XL is a proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. XL customers in the automotive, chemical, consumer, industrial, life sciences, retail, and technology industries face challenges unique to their markets. XL responds with solutions that combine industry experience with supply chain knowledge and expertise. XL, a proud Middletown sponsor.
Welcome back to Middletown Area High School. Dagan Hughes here alongside Tim Neville. Tim, one thing we were talking about before we went to break was this foul trouble for both these teams.
Yeah.
Alderman and Carroll both have three fouls for this Redland team. Both of them have contributed a lot to this team. Ashley Carroll, the third leading scorer on this team with 18 points, 9 3-pointers. She had 15 points in their game last night against Bishop McDevitt Crusaders. So she's a big part of this team. And Alderman, the big post player for this Redland team. So that could be a significant loss if she fouls out.
And the biggest effect that had on this half was that was their lowest scoring half so far this season. So that will really affect how they play because they can't get many more fouls here. So,
and that is good for Middletown so far. This, in the first half, that was good defense on their part. One thing I saw Redland was not able to do as well as maybe they were in recent games was get back on transition defense. They did a poor job getting back on this Middletown team as they pushed it up and down the floor. So that's one thing they can definitely improve on here in the second half. And this Middletown team, just keep doing what they're doing. They got a 13-point lead, 31-18. So, I mean, and this would be a big win if Middletown come out here and get it. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens in the second half.
Yeah, the speed. Middletown has shown incredible speed. If Redland can match that speed, if they can get back, Redland has a chance. But right now, it's looking in favor of Middletown, almost double score, 31-18.
All right. We'll come back. We'll have the second half here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
WMSS would like to thank the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association for underwriting the internet streaming of Middletown sporting events on WMSS. The Middletown Area High School Alumni Association has a link on RaiderWeb.org, or you can check out their page on Facebook by searching for Middletown High School Alumni Association. They meet the third Tuesday of even number months at Reed Elementary Library. Annual and lifetime memberships are available. For more information, call Earl Bright at 944-3487. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Welcome back out to Middletown Area High School. Start of the second half here. off to a rough start. A little trouble with the clock here. Starts the second half. Redland takes the ball.
As they are down 31-18.
Ball now swing left side to Devine. Into Alderman. Back out to Devine on left wing. Cross right wing, Carroll. Back left wing, Devine. Right wing, Ricky. No good on three. Rebounded by Burton Jones. She is defended by Sorrell. She finds Jasper on the far side. Back across right wing to Burton Jones. She drives baseline, kicks it back right wing to Marion. Shuts up and good for Middletown. Middletown now leads 33-18, 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Ball brought up by Ricky. Left side, left baseline to Devine. Far side, Carroll. Right wing, Ricky. Right baseline, Alderman. Right wing, Ricky. Carroll takes the top of the key, dribbles it to the right baseline. Kicks it out to Ricky, right wing. Back across to Sorrell. No good on the shot. Rebounded by Rivera. Stolen away by Devine. She takes it in. No good for Devine. Rebounded by Burton Jones, who throws it up to Jasper. Jasper, 15-footer. Good for Middletown. Extending this lead to 17 for Middletown. 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Brought up by Ricky. She swings it left side to Carroll. Carroll drives. Stolen away by Jasper.
As we were talking about, speed has been incredible so far this second half. As Jasper just made another shot, she is now already past her first half total of points. She now has five.
Ricky brings it up, kicks it right side to Devine, who hits the three. That is Riley Devine's 24th three of the season. Inbounded to Burton Jones. She kicks it up to Marion. Right baseline to Rivera.
That has also been Devine's second three of this game so far.
Left baseline to Marion. Left wing, Jasper. Left wing, Burton Jones. She dribbles it, picked up by Rivera at the top of the key. Up top, Burton Jones on the right wing. She tries to find Ruby, stolen away by Sydney Alderman,
who is probably the tallest player on Redland, way taller than the rest of the Middletown starting lineup.
Ricky brings it up, tries to find Devine, right baseline. She misses the layup, rebounded by Burton Jones of Middletown. Rivera gets the ball, trapped in the corner. Foul called against Redland. That's going against Orion Sorrell. That is her second, team first in the second half. Rather, a foul going against number 10, Ashley Carroll. That's her fourth. So that is big for Redland. Her fourth foul. One more before she fouls out. That is big here early on in the third quarter.
Yeah,
inbound to Jay Rivera. Left wing, Burton Jones.
Redland definitely has to watch their fouls this half. Already having her at one, and Alderman can only take two more here before they hit some trouble with fouls.
Ball top of the key to Rivera. She swings it right side to Marion. Right baseline, Burton Jones. Right wing to Marion. Shoots it, but a 3 seconds is called against Madison Ruby. Redland now takes possession. Ricky brings it up the floor. Left wing, Devine. Back to Sorrell. Stolen away by Ruby of Middletown. Jasper pushes it up the floor. Good move. No good on the lay-in. Rebounded by Alderman. Redland now pushing up the floor. Ricky. Right side to Carroll. Sorrell at the post. Back out to Devine. That is her second three of this quarter.
That is her third of this game. Middletown definitely needs to shut down Devine, or she will continue to score threes on them, and that could be the end of it, as Middletown is up by 13, 37-24.
Jay Rivera gets the ball right baseline, drives it in, no good on the layup. Rebounded by Sydney Alderman. Foul called against Madison Ruby, her third.
That is the team first.
Now checking now checking into the game for Middletown, number 32, Brooke Myers, and number 2, Michaela Nestor. Inbounded to Alderman, gives it back to Ricky. Ricky crosses the timeline. She finds it right side to Cam Police. Right baseline to Alderman. Back right wing to Cam Police. Stolen away by Marion on the right wing. She finds Jasper,
who
throws it too far over her head, out of bounds. Redland will take it under their own basket.
She used her speed. Rivera used her speed. Jasper used her speed to get down that court. She was so close to getting that, but sadly missed.
Left wing Divine throws it up. Stolen away by Marion of Middletown. She loses it trying to steal it as it goes out of bounds off of Marion. Redland takes possession on the far side.
Speed has been incredible for Middletown so far this half. They just got to stop this Redland offense or they could lose their grasp on this game.
Ricky brings it, finds Cam Police. Middle to Carroll. Underneath to Alderman. No good on the shot. Out of bounds on tip off of Redland. Referees
discussing that. It will be Middletown's ball. Either way, Burton Jones starts with it.
Jasper brings up the floor at the top of the key. Left wing to Rivera. Back to the top of the key to Burton Jones in the middle to Jasper. She finds Nestor. Nestor, little floater, no good. Rebounded by Alderman. Ricky now bringing up the floor.
Foul called on number 5, Bella Ricci. That is her first.
Actually, that foul going against Bianca Jasper of Middletown for a reach.
Wow.
That is her second, team second of the half. Now checking into the game is Hallie Marion from Middletown. Michaela Nestor being subbed out.
That will be Middletown's second team foul, and Redland has one team foul this half.
Inbound to Ricky. Finds Divine. Shoots a three, no good. Tipped inbound by Alderman. Ball to Carroll, stolen away by Marion. Marion pushing it down the floor. Lays it up and in for two. 39-24, 2:27 to go here in the third quarter. Divine brings it into the lane, lays it up and in for two. Marion gets the inbound pass, gets it back to Burton Jones.
Divine has been the leading scorer so far for Redland with eight this half so far. So they definitely need to watch Divine or she will get away from them.
Marion gets it left wing, dribbles down the lane, shoots the layup, no good.
Foul called on Redland. That will be number 22, Riley Divine. That is her first team second here in the second half.
First shot for Marion, no good. Still another one on the way. Coming into the game now for Redland is number 20, Katie Kosovec. She's checking in for Cam Police. Marion's second shot, no good. Rebounded by Marion. Foul on the play. On number 20, Kosovec.
That is her first team third this half.
Burton tries to find Marion on the inbound, stolen away by Divine. Divine brings it down. Lays it up and in for two. 39-28, now 45 to go in the third quarter. Burton Jones finds Jasper. Back over to Burton Jones, right wing.
1:35 left in the third as
Burton Jones makes the 18-footer just inside the three-point line. Ricky brings it up for Middletown.
That is Jones' first score this half.
For Redland now. Kosovec takes a shot, no good. Rebounded by Burton Jones of Middletown.
it's obvious that the Redland defense has been trying to control Burton Jones as she is Middletown's leading scorer with 17 in the first half.
Ball now to Brooke Myers in the post. Back to Rivera, right wing. She shoots a little floater, no good, rebounded by Alderman of Redland.
Just under 1 minute left in the third quarter here.
Ball pushed up the floor by Ricky. Inside the coast bag, back to Ricky. Shoots a three, no good. Rebounded by Brittany Carroll, foul.
Called on Middletown. That will be on number 32, Brooke Myers. That is her first team third of the second half.
Brittany Carroll now to the line, shooting two. First one up and in. We're now 41-29, 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Middletown leads Redland. Carroll's second shot. No good. Lane violation called against Sydney Alderman of Redland.
With just over 30 seconds left in the third, Middletown up 41-29.
Ball comes in to Jasper. She swings it left side, Rivera. Jasper now, right wing to Burton Jones. She dribbles it in to the paint, kicks it out to Marion, left wing. 16 seconds now. Jasper.
Jones outside.
7 seconds now. Jones finds Mary underneath. Blocked by Alderman. Devine gets it. Shoots the half-court shot. No good.
That is their second attempt for the half-court shot. Both misses have gone wide, but that is Redland's second shot.
That is the end of the third quarter. Middletown leads 41-29 over the Redland Patriots. We'll be back with more here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Hughes Awards is a proud sponsor of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Chris Hughes, a former Blue Raider, can assist your athletic team, organization, or business with engraving, trophies, screen printing, embroidery, uniforms, and promotional items. They also have an array of novelties and gear on hand, and they can assist your fundraising needs. That's Hughes Awards at the Square in Hummelstown, 566-0245 or 877-4297.
Inbounds for Middletown after the break. Jasper takes it, crosses the timeline.
Middletown up 41-29.
Jasper finds Rivera, right wing, lays it up and in, the floater off the glass.
For her third shot of the night, bringing her total to 7 so far in this half. That's her third for this half.
Kosovac now brings up the floor, takes the shot for Redland, rebounded by Alderman. Shot no good, rebounded by Brittany Carroll.
Foul on Burton Jones. That is her third, team fourth.
Brittany Carroll now to the line, shooting two.
Both teams with one person at the least over three. As Redland has two with three, they have one with three and one with four. And Middletown has Burton Jones for three.
Second shot, no good for Carroll. Rebounded by Devine. Top of the key, Brittany Carroll, no good. Rebounded by Devine on the right baseline. Kosovac now, left wing, no good. Foul called on the play.
That will be against Redland.
Fowles is going to go against
number
Alderman for Redland. That is her fourth foul of the night. Team's fourth as well.
Now Redland has two players with four fouls. Middletown has one with four, with three is Burton Jones. But now Redland definitely has to be careful of what they are doing in this game.
Burton Jones now. Ball swings it to Marion. Lays it up and in for the and one and the foul.
Marion was wide open there on the other side.
Foul called against Kramer of Redland. That's her first, team fifth. Marion out to the line to shoot one. Middletown leading 45-30. 6:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion's foul shot is up and good. Inbounded to Ricky of Redland. Now left side, Devine swings it across to Kostevac. Baseline, Ricky. Shot no good, rebounded by Burton Jones of Middletown.
Something we had talked about pregame was 3-point shots by Redland, which they have 3 3-point shots, all coming from Devine in the 2 in the second, 1 in the first.
Rivera brings it up, right wing to Burton Jones. Top of the key, Jasper. In the post to Brookmeyer, she kicks it out to Rivera on the left wing. Jasper, right wing. She dribbles it in, no good. Rebounded by Devine of Redland. They pushed up the floor. Back to Devine, thrown out of bounds.
She was not even looking to see where Devine was. She just said it expected her, which is why that one had gone out. As a substitution for Redland, incoming is Brittany Carroll. Out is Katie Ostrovich.
Burton Jones finds Marion again,
who was wide open for the second time as the second foul on almost the exact same play will be called.
Foul going against Kramer of Redland.
That is her second on the exact same play. Marion will take her foul shot.
Two shots for Marion. First one is good.
As the foul total is 6 for Redland. Middletown with 4 fouls as they do pull Kramer out. No, they do pull Kramer out.
Alderman enters the game for Redland. Marion, second shot, no good. Rebounded by Marion. Top of the key to Rivera. Right wing, Burton Jones. Left wing, Jasper.
Redland has shut down Burton Jones so far this second half with only 2. That is.
Top of the key, Jones takes the ball from Middletown. Left wing, Rivera.
That is 9 times less what she had in the first half with 17.
Hand check called against Bella Ricky of Redland. That is her second foul, or rather first foul of the night. Team 7th going to the line to shoot a 1-1 is Bianca Jasper.
As Redland now really has to start watching their fouls, as both halves they have had 7 fouls with 5:18 left in the half. Or rather, should I say game, and there is a foul called on Middletown, number 32, Brooke Myers. That is her second, team fifth.
Ball now to Devine, left baseline. She dribbles it in, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, foul called on Middletown. That is going against Burton Jones. That's her fourth, team 6 on the night. Devine finds Ricky, top of the key. Back to Devine. She shoots the 3. No good. Rebounded by Jasper.
As we had said earlier, Devine has had 3 3-points this game so far, so that is a threat that they have to watch out for. She has not scored recently, though.
Jasper trying to find Burton Jones, stolen away by Devine. She dribbles at the length of the court, lays it up and in, 47-32. 47-32, Middletown leads Redland.
As Middletown calls a timeout.
Middletown coach Ron Seller calling a timeout. We'll step out as well. Again, Middletown leads 47-32 over Redland. 4:39 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back with more here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
ER Lady Company can help you stay warm this winter. ER Lady Company has alternative solutions for oil and electric heat, like natural gas furnaces. They also do automatic home standby generators. Annual maintenance programs are available, and they provide 24-hour emergency service with a company employee answering every time. Financing is available. That's ER Lady Company, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, 944-0132.
Welcome back out to Middletown Area High School. Middletown leads Redland 47-32. Inbounds taken by Middletown's Jasper. She dribbles across the timeline. She finds Nestor. Left wing. Nestor dribbles it across to the right wing. Finds Brooke Myers underneath. Brooke Myers finds Marion at the foul line. Nestor in the corner. Tries to kick it to Myers, stolen away by Carroll of Redland to Devine. Blocked by Jasper of Middletown. And now Burton Jones takes up the floor. She finds Meyer at the foul line. Back out to Burton Jones, right wing. Top of the key, Jasper. Left wing, Marion.
Defense of Redland has slowed down Middletown scoring this half really well. That is one thing that Redland has done to improve their game so far this half.
Bruton Jones tries to shoot the 10-footer. No good. Devine now has it. Left wing. Foul called on the play.
Against
Middletown. That'll be a 1-1 for Redland. That is their seventh foul.
That will
foul against Nestor of Middletown.
That is her first, team seventh of the half. In comes Jay Rivera for Nestor. As Middletown leads 47-32 with 3:30 left in the fourth.
Now to the line is Devine. First shot, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Brooke Myers of Middletown. Redland takes possession underneath. Taking it out, Ricky. She finds Alderman right underneath the basket, who misses. No good on the shot.
Middletown.
Rivera pushes up the floor, finds Jasper up and in for 2 points. 49-32 now, Middletown leads with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
With seven fouls and Redland with seven fouls.
Devine now left wing. Top of the key, Carroll. Low floater is good. 2 points, 49-34 now, just under 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. Middletown leads Redland. Rivera right wing, back to Jasper, top of the key, left wing to Marion. Left wing to Jasper. She drives, low floater up and in. Middletown now leads by 17 over Redland with just under 2:30 to go in the fourth.
That is Jasper's ninth point of the half. Already almost, well, having doubled her first half total.
Devine kicks that inside to Ashley Carroll of Redland, who lays it up and in 4-2. Burton Jones gets the inbound to Jasper on the right wing.
Devine has been very important to this Redland, being the first half leader and so far the second half leader, also assisting there on Ashley Carroll's shot.
Foul called against Redland. That's going to go against Bella Ricky. That is her second, team eight. Middletown now to go to the line to shoot a 1-1. First shot for Jasper is good. Lead now 52-36 for Middletown, with 1:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jasper down, second shot is no good. Rebounded by Devine. Swings to the right wing to Ricky. Inside to Carroll. Left wing, Devine. That is up and good for another three for Devine.
That is her third three of this half and her fourth of this game. Really showing her ability to shoot here. One of Bradland's most important players so far.
Ball now brought across by Marion. She finds Rivera right baseline. Block called against Arian Searle of Redlands.
That is her second team eighth.
Foul. 1-1 for Middletown.
As they lead 52-39 with 1:38 to go in the game.
Rivera's first shot. No good. Rebounded by Devine of Redland.
As this is how the last point was scored by Devine. She came up the side, centered it, and back out for Devine, and she shot and scored.
Ricky finds Carroll on the right baseline. Shot no good. Rebounded by Sorrell. Devine, top of the key, right wing to Carroll. She takes it in, no good. Rebounded her own shot. Burton Jones rebounds up to Jasper. Ricky follows, no good. Rebounded by Carroll of Redland. Now pushing up the side to Devine. She finds Brittany Carroll underneath, who lays it up and in for 2 points.
Jasper was wide open there on the breakaway, and it was just sent up from Burton Jones, and she got the ball and sat. Well, not sadly, but she had missed the shot.
Middletown coach Ron Stellar takes a timeout with 1 minute left. Middletown leads Redland 52-41. We'll take a timeout here. We'll be back with the rest of the fourth quarter here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still open during the continued construction project at the plaza. For over 50 years, the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop has cut the hair of the Middletown area. Doug and Leslie, thank you for your continued patronage. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Welcome back out to Middletown Area High School. Middletown leads by 11 against Redland. Ball inbounded by Marion, tipped out of bounds by Redland. With just under 1 minute to go here in the game, Marion inbounds the ball to Jasper. Jasper left wing to Rivera. Foul called on number one, Sorrell. That is her third on the night. Going to line to shoot two is Brooke Myers. Or rather, to shoot a 1-1.
Redland has 10 fouls this half.
First shot for Brooke Myers, good. She gets another one on the way.
That brings their total for the entire game up to 17 fouls with 53 seconds left in the game.
Second shot.
Some confusion on the call by the refs.
Some confusion on the play. Inadvertent whistle. Gives the ball to Redland. Pushed up the floor by Carroll.
Either way, Redland still got the ball. They would have got the ball either way. It's just how they got the ball.
Traveling called against Carroll. 53-41. Middletown leads. 49 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion inbounds the ball. Timeout called on the play. Marion could not get the ball in. 53-41, Middletown leads Redland, 49 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction is located on Mill Street across from the train station. Joe, Mark, and the gang serve up lunch and dinner daily. Everything is made fresh, like sandwiches, seafood, soups, and daily specials. You can dine outside on their new patio. Takeout is available at 616-8952. And don't forget about their all-you-can-eat wing night. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Welcome back out to Middletown Area High School. The Middletown Blue Raiders lead the Redland Patriots 53-41 with 49 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's Burton Jones inbounding it for Middletown. Pressured by Redland. Inbounded to Jasper. Foul against Redland. That is going to go against number 22, Riley Devine. That's her second team, 11th on the night.
They really need to start watching their fouls as they have reached the 11th foul mark as Jasper makes the first shot.
Second shot for Jasper on the way. It is up and good. Redland pushing the ball to the floor. Devine, left wing, back to Ricky on the right wing. Carroll underneath. Back to Ricky, stolen away by Jasper. Jasper swings it across, but a foul called against Redland. Middletown will go to the line to shoot two. That is number 5, Bella Ricky for Redland. That is her third foul. Team's 12th of the half. Jasper's first shot is no good.
Seems like they are not keeping track of these fouls anymore. Okay, just to count, but...
Now coming into the game is Katie Kostovac as she comes in for Ashley Carroll for Redland. Second shot for Jasper is up and good. Some confusion with the clock here. They will reset the game clock to 31 seconds, it looks like. Redland will have the ball underneath. Redland has ball underneath Devine, the inbounder. She gets it into Ricky. They push up the floor, 30 seconds to go here. Ball now underneath the Sorrell. Up and in, lays it in for two, 56-43 now. Middletown leads. Timeout taken by Redland. We will step out as well. Middletown leads 56-43 with 20 seconds to go in the fourth. We'll be back with more on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop, located at the Midtown Plaza, is a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of cards, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts. And their pharmacy with people you know, like Chris Conforti, Sherry Gunther, Deb Schultz, and Amanda Edwards. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 5. That's Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop.
Welcome out to Middletown Harriet High School. Middletown got the inbound. Gets it to Rivera, dribbles up the sideline. Foul called against Redland. That's going to go against Riley Devine. That is her third, team 13th of the second half. Two shots on the way.
That is a total of 20 fouls the entire game by Redland.
Jay Rivera now, first shot is up and good. Middletown now leading 57-43 with 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Rivera's second shot is good as well. 53-48 now. 16 seconds to go. Redland, they kick it to Sorrell. She dribbles it. Devine dribbles it in. Little floater, no good. Rebounded by Jasper. Under 5 seconds. That will do it. Here, Middletown defeating Redland 58-43,
making Middletown's record a 6-2. Redland's new record is 6-3. Middletown winning 48-43. We will be back here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
XL is a proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. XL customers in the automotive, chemical, consumer, industrial, life sciences, retail, and technology industries face challenges unique to their markets. XL responds with solutions that combine industry experience with supply chain knowledge and expertise. XL, a proud Middletown sponsor.
WMSS would like to thank the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association for underwriting the internet streaming of Middletown sporting events on WMSS. The Middletown Area High School Alumni Association has a link on RaiderWeb.org, or you can check out their page on Facebook by searching for Middletown High School Alumni Association. They meet the third Tuesday of even number months at Reed Elementary Library. Annual and lifetime memberships are available. For more information, call Earl Bright at 944-3487. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Welcome back out to Middletown Area High School. Dagan Hughes here alongside Tim Neville. Final score here from Middletown, 58-43. The Blue Raiders defeated Redland.
The leading scorer for Middletown for the second half was Bianca Jasper with 13, having her total for the game as 17. Burton Jones, who had 17 in the first half, only got 2 in the second half, having her total as 19. Haley Marin scored 6 in the second half, 2 in the first, making her total 8. Brooke Myers only scored 2 in the first, and that's it. Jay Rivera, 4 in the first, 2 in the second, game total of 6. Madison Ruby, 2 in the second, none in the first, game total of 2. And Nestler, a game total of 2 with 2 in the first. Over to Redland. Ashley Carroll with 4 in the second, 4 in the first, having a total of 8. Brittany Carroll, her sister, 4 in the second, 4 total. Riley Devine with 3 points in the second half and 1 in the first. Her first half total was 9, second half total 16, game total of 25. Next is Bella Ricci with 3 total and 3 in the first, 0 in the second, and Cheryl with 2 in the second, 2 in the first, game total of 4. To the fouls, Redland had a large amount of fouls, 20, I believe, by the end of the game. Middletown, 4 fouls for Burton Jones, 2 fouls for Bianca Jasper, 2 fouls for Brooke Myers, 3 fouls for Madison Ruby, and 1 foul for Nestler. For Redland, with 4 fouls, Sydney Alderman, 4 fouls, Ashley Carroll, 1 foul, Lindsey Kramer, 4 fouls, Riley Devine, 1 foul, Katie Kokovin, 3 fouls, Bella Ricci, and 3 fouls, Daryl Arnon.
Thank you, Tim. One thing we saw a lot of in this game was a lot of transition points from both Middletown and Redland early on in the game. Middletown did a good job in the second half limiting those transition points by Redland. Redland did not do the same and allowed Middletown to keep getting transition points. And Middletown now improving to 6-2 on the season. Redland falling to 6-3. Big games again from Burton Jones and Riley Devine for Redland. That'll do it for us here out at Middletown Area High School. For our studio producer, John Hirsch, for Tim Neville, I'm Dagan Hughes saying good night from Middletown Area High School. You've been listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.net.